Good morning. As you all know, I've been closely tracking the issue of irrigated wastewater, and the board just this Tuesday, the state board, authorized the recycled water policy amendment. And the big issue that I was particularly concerned about was the issue of irrigated wastewater and the lack of any kind of monitoring for constituents of emerging concern. And I had supplied the board with a great deal of information by scientific experts who were not on their scientific panel. And while the staff made what I would consider to be rather cursory responses to our comments, they never really approached the kernel of the issue, and that is that endocrine disrupting chemicals are so dangerous because they mess with our endocrine system, which governs most of the organs in our body. And they do so at extremely low levels. This policy has not, the course of most of the work that was done in terms of determining the kind of monitoring that would occur was geared for human health and direct exposure, actually drinking the wastewater, having direct ingestion of the wastewater. They did not consider that people who are in close proximity, especially in urban areas, can be exposed to the wastewater through spray. It can get on their skin. It's particularly dangerous for children and pregnant women. It's been known to affect the fetuses, and children more and more are born with birth defects. They're thinking that these chemicals affect autism as well, and also obesity. And I meant to bring copies, but if you just look in yesterday's PD on the editorial page, Nicholas Kristof of the New York Times has been writing a series of articles on this issue. And yesterday he wrote about one particular study. There are hundreds and hundreds of studies. In fact, the one main study last March put together by 12 eminent scientists in this field pulled together over 800 studies showing the various different impacts estrogenic chemicals have on humans and wildlife. It's an extremely serious issue, and I just read recently, apparently the EPA has finally decided to do a study reviewing all of the various work, scientific studies on this, to think about, in this case, possibly changing the whole risk assessment process. This is the issue. The current risk assessment, looking at these chemicals on a case-by-case basis, is totally inadequate as far as this problem is concerned. I know this is an extremely difficult issue, and I had communicated with the state board before they made their decision, asking them to please review this EPA study when it comes out. It's supposed to come out at the end of the year, this year, and to leave an opener with the policy in the event that new findings are made about the importance of addressing this issue. Apparently, the board has decided to wait 5 years before bringing this up again, mainly because of staff time issues. I'm deeply concerned about this, and I'm going to continue tracking this issue, and I'm going to continue talking about it and providing information, because every single day I get at least one or two new studies that have just been done. People are suffering out there, not to mention we don't have a clue what's happening to the aquatic life and the wildlife and the creatures who depend on our waterways, because they have endocrine systems too. And none of that was addressed in the recycled water policy or the amendment. Everything was geared to humans actually ingesting the water directly. And I'm very disappointed in the way this has come out. I understand the board did spend quite a bit of time on it, and I appreciate that. But they never really addressed the critical core issue. That part was ignored. And I'm one last thing. I know that you have very limited resources, and that very often, especially with irrigation, enforcement becomes a problem. And I've seen very little enforcement, if any, by your board that was public on the issue of over-irrigation. And one last thing, I happened to notice in a report from June through August, a three-month report on the amount of wastewater irrigated by the various different irrigators in our area as part of Santa Rosa's system. And one golf course in Rohnert Park in 3 months irrigated 60 million gallons of water. Now, don't tell me that was all absorbed by the vegetation. That's almost twice as much as the Russian River County Sanitation generates in the summertime when we have thousands of visitors coming to town. And I would like your staff to look into that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brenda. Ms. Harris.
Mrs. Edelman. I can sense by your voice you feel a little bit like you're a voice crying in the wilderness, and I can appreciate that position. I just hope that our learning curve is faster than any unrepairable impacts, and I want to assure you that it's something that we'll continue to look into. And thank you for giving us an opportunity to learn from you and what you're looking at. And I just appreciate that it's a deep concern for you, and I'll take it upon myself to start reading more and more and more, and hopefully, like I said, our learning curve isn't too slow. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, and I'm more than happy to connect you to information if that would help. And one last thing, I'm not trying to stop irrigation completely. I want to be real clear about that. But I just don't think the limitations on how it should be done and the reporting is adequate. I think there's too many gaps in the reporting and what happens when someone is clearly not following the rules. Because I worry that people, when they're not being watched and they know they're not being carefully monitored, that they get careless and I think it's real important to watch over that closely. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. I have one other speaker card for public forum. I have Daniel Meyer.
Good morning. Daniel Meyer is representing the Sierra Club and Friends of the Navarro Watershed. At our last board meeting, I asked for the opportunity to meet with staff and see what the status was on the temperature TMDL implementation basin plan amendment. That I was concerned in that the schedule had been prepared and it showed that we would have completed major portions of it. And that had not happened. I met with Matt St. John and David Leland, and appreciate that opportunity for that meeting. I came away from the meeting with the same feeling that I had before, that the project isn't moving and that it is not adequately staffed to meet your obligations that you've set up to complete it by the end of this year. This project calls for a major plan for the listed rivers that don't have specific TMDLs. That plan needs to be developed out of the language that was set up in the policy statement. In addition to that, there are three rivers that need specific TMDL action plans, and These same rivers were looked at in the late 90s, and this board had agreed to take over responsibilities that for those rivers from a federal consent decree that had been set up, and the state agreed to do those. Worked on them in the 90s, and nothing happened. They failed to come up with the action plan, and the EPA set up technical TMDLs on those rivers. That the same crew that worked on those in the 90s is working on it now. And it's much bigger now than it was then. It's a much larger project, much more important. And I don't believe it's staffed to get you the result that you would like to have at the end of this year. And I think I would appreciate it if you look into that. Our role in this is to see how you do at the end of 2013. But this is a cautionary thing. I think it's worth looking at. I don't think you have anything more important to do than this. I think this particular basin plan amendment is the cherry for this year that you have to get. And I would welcome an examination of it and see what you can do to provide the support that it needs to get done. Thank you very much.
May I respond to you briefly? I did ask after you brought this to us in the December meeting, and I did ask staff. There is a discussion of this in the executive officer's report about the progress towards this. I know that Jeremiah Puget has been brought on staff to supplement Brian McFadden in his work. And I encourage you to not only stay involved in this, which I'm sure you will, but look at what's in this document that's back to us in the EO report. I appreciate you bringing this to our attention, too. This is an important issue. My understanding from staff is that this is moving, and I think that we will keep an eye on it from here, so I appreciate it.
I would just comment that Jeremiah has come on, but that's not the experience that you need. You need someone, you need more than that, and that's just my opinion, but I thank you for that.
Appreciate it, Dan.
A start.
Okay. I have no other public forum speaker cards. We'll move on to a couple last items here before we go into the other issues of the day. Approval of